Welcome to another episode of Crossing Soccer Borders, a podcast focused on the growth of CONCACAF soccer and part of the DynamoTheory.com podcast network. I am Rudy.
And I am Rodrigo.
Rodrigo, what's up? How you been, man? How's this week so far?
And I've been good, tired, went down to Houston, obviously got to see you guys. Had a pretty long, well, it's always a long drive, but got back home pretty late Sunday night. And then, you know, right into the work week. And it's been good, though, trying to get some rest. And obviously, we have a lot of soccer to talk about. All leagues are going. And it's good. What about you?
Yeah, man, we were able to kind of check, obviously, see you this weekend. And I was going to say, man, do you get tired of those long drives going back and forth just on the, you know, I guess, 2-3 day turnaround, basically?
It's not that bad. Yeah, it's better when it's like a 3-day weekend. I think I'm just getting used to it now that I don't even do like Google Maps or anything. I just kind of know the route. So yeah, it's okay though.
But yeah, no, we were able to hang out as a family. Took the kids to the Houston Zoo, but not really the zoo. Well, not the zoo, but the Herman Park and stuff. So a lot of people. It was kind of cool. We went to the little train that they have that goes around the zoo and stuff. So something different, I guess. And, you know, Diana has a lot of things planned for the kids during the fall and stuff. So I'm going to be the photographer of the family, take a bunch of fall pictures. And why not? Since, you know, we apparently have fall here in Houston, which I've never seen. I've been here for a while. But with that, yeah, no. Oh, and also, like, we finally closed on our house. That's a big thing that happened last Wednesday. So construction should start soon, hopefully sooner than later. We're definitely eager for that to get started, so that way maybe whenever you're back in Houston, we can do recordings or stuff like that for the house as well. But hey, man, yeah, plenty of soccer to talk about. Obviously, if you are an avid soccer lover, you see that there's Champions League, which is definitely the biggest thing right now. And obviously we have it for CONCACAF as well as Europe, which who doesn't love European Champions League, right? I know that Liverpool ended up winning big time, and I was actually sharing for their team, but it's all right, not a big deal. Just because I like Tecatito. But
hey, I like him too, and I wanted him to do well, but obviously I wanted Liverpool to win. But yeah, I mean, we're gonna talk about that game later.
Yeah, no, we'll, I think that's a perfect. We can start with the real quick. We'll hit on the 2021 CONCACAF league that obviously gets teams into the Champions League for CONCACAF. And I mean, the subject that we can't like skip just because it's too goddamn funny. It's the whole Suriname vice president controversy about him being 60 years old, playing for his team that he owns, and then after the game handing money to the other people from Honduras and Olympia's team. And Jesus, you cannot get any more CONCACAF than that, right? I mean, just everything that you expect, you know, all the crap that CONCACAF goes through. You know, you really want to push for CONCACAF and like for them to continue to get better, but god dang, they do like the funniest things sometimes. Rodrigo, what do you think about that?
It's sad, but it's funny. I mean, you know, watching that video of him in the locker room, everybody gathering around, and whoever had their cell phone out, I you know, they knew what they were doing. You know, like, you're gonna get them in trouble, and obviously now they're both been disqualified from the tournament. But yeah, that's one of those CONCACAF things that just sounds such CONCACAF style, and you think it'll stop happening, but I guess we still have it.
Yeah, no, it's just funny because it reminds me of like when you would go and play like at the amateur leagues in Houston, and the guy had the money and just like paying players like to go get things, or paying players just because they played or whatever. It's just so like a CONCACAF tradition, I guess, man, to just continue to do that. And you're absolutely right. Whoever pulled out their phone is, I mean, they knew what they were doing, but they're stupid because obviously at the end of the day, they all got disqualified, which, you know, after Olympia having a 6-0 win, it sucks to get disqualified for sure.
Yeah, and who knows if they're going to suspend them even further after that.
Well, I do know that the guy, the president or whatever, or the owner of the team, vice president of Suriname, he apparently like can't be
striker. No, and striker.
Striker, yeah, exactly. He was wearing the number 61. I thought that was hilarious because he was born in 1961. Get it? Anyways, but what was so funny to me was no, that they apparently suspended the guy. Like, he can't be a part of the team or like the any team activities for 3 years. So, yeah, all jokes aside, sucks to be that. But yeah, so obviously, like, there's a lot, ton of matches playing. We have a few people qualified, like Forge FC, to the quarterfinals. And well, and the other, and the flip side of that, Suriname or Inter Mongatope versus Olimpia match, Huestatoya and Alajuelense, whoever wins, which currently I think Alajuelense is still up, they would pass all the way to the semifinals. So talk about a lucky break as you try to get to the final, right, and win it. But yeah, plenty of matches, and we'll continue to talk about who qualifies for the Champions League, which it would be interesting to see exactly who else kind of continues on. But Radu, if you want to add anything else, if not, we can move on to our next topic, bro. Hey, whatever you said, you were on mute the entire time.
Oh, my bad. I just realized that. I have some dogs crying over here, so I'm trying to mute it as I can.
Nah, you're
good. I was just saying, yeah, it's with all these games going on for CONCACAF, it's interesting to see, like, the Forge FC, how they're a Canadian-based team, but, you know, they don't compete in the MLS like the other Canadian teams do. So, I don't know. It's just, you know, other things to know about.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's a lot. It's interesting whenever you see all the teams that from all the different nations. But I'll move on to Campeones Cup, which this one only emphasized, or it's only MLS and Liga MX teams playing against each other. And what the translation of that Campeones Cup basically means, champions of champions. So you have the Columbus Crew, who won last year's MLS Cup, playing against Cruz Azul, who won the Liga MX final this past season. They actually play Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, so this should be I may watch this match just because it should be a pretty intriguing match. But I think both teams are in very good shape, especially Columbus as of late. They had like a little bit of drop, and then Cruz Azul, obviously, after winning, they've been playing pretty well, and it should be a fun match. But the big thing here, the big draw here, is obviously you get basically a U.S.-Mexico, and it's, you know, it's something that is very common nowadays. Even seeing, obviously, we talked about how the Champions League final, there's obviously no MLS team in it again. But even looking at the Leagues Cup, you know, we had a final between Seattle and, man, what was the other? I'm blanking on the name.
León.
Yeah, León. And so you have Seattle against León. It looked like a very good match. And then at the end of the day, León, the club from Mexico, ends up winning. You're good. But, you know, it's one of those that we continue to see this. I think it's great for competition. We know that it's not like it's only Mexicans and Americans playing on this teams. You have players from South America, from Africa, from Europe, you know, they're just different places around the globe and around the world. So competition just keeps getting better. And of course, it just helps out CONCACAF region as a whole. But Rodrigo, you want to add anything on that?
Yeah, I just wanted to add on the League Cup. I know we kind of felt, we talked about the whole expansion of the tournament, but we did fail to mention that game in that final. But man, I really enjoyed that game. I actually watched it, you know, from the first to the 90th minute. And I was somewhat rooting for Seattle, even though, you know, like, as a Mexican, you're like, oh, I want the Mexican team to win. But now I was kind of rooting for Seattle because they've been dominating the past years and thought they kind of deserve something like that. And they started off like pretty hot. But I think what killed them, it was León made the right subs at the right time. And after that, it was like, no going back. I mean, they completely just dominated as soon as those they made those subs. And I think they were up 3-1, and they, I think it was, if I remember correctly, it was some kind of a lucky goal that Seattle found to make it 3-2. But yeah, Leon had that game really wrapped up. But yeah, I mean, and this game with Cruz Azul against Columbus is going to be pretty interesting. And I think, you know, it should be almost a same kind of style of going back and forth.
Yeah, and of course, this match is going to be playing in Columbus. It seems like all the finals are going to continue to be played in the States, which is good, obviously, for those fan bases and for, you know, the good of soccer, I guess. People continue to see, like, the best competitions out there, which could create that interest by others, you know, maybe casual fans to get more involved in their city's team if they're lucky enough to have one. Being MLS, of course, or being the USL and why not. But yeah, good stuff. Definitely a game to watch for the CONCACAF. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and move to Champions League. We usually don't talk about the European Champions League. And we definitely won't break down every single game because there's plenty of them from today's matches. But I do want to point out just a few of the players from CONCACAF that saw some action. One of them being from the American playing with RV Leipzig, if I pronounce that right or not. But that being Tyler Adams, he got a few minutes past the 75th minute or so of match. We saw, I did mention Liverpool winning 5-1. Rodrigo, you probably watched it. You want to like go a little bit in depth on that one? I mean, feel free, but definitely emphasize what you thought of like the Mexican Tecatito Corona.
I mean, of course, I had to watch it. I mean, kind of watch, mostly listen to it since, you know, work and all. And I try to take a later lunch or something just so I can catch a little bit more. But, you know, being at 2 p.m. is kind of hard. The only thing with, like, I guess the difference in Porto and Mexico team with Tecatito is they put him more as a right back. And I guess it's more like a right wing back in their style of play because he does tend to try to attack more. But he looked good. There was a few moments where he had a couple crosses that they, you know, somebody should have find the net on those. There was one play, I believe, that led to the goal that he actually started the whole run-up, passed it off, and they made a good cross into the six, and just I think it was like a diving header almost to give him that lone goal. But overall, I mean, you know, from my perspective and the whole other side of Liverpool, I think they played well. But honestly, they got some really, really lucky goals. If you guys haven't watched the highlights, I recommend they just I think there was one that the goalkeeper just came out way too far. And Firmino just kind of like slowly placed or try to roll it in from, I don't know, 30 yards out. And the goalkeeper made a run to it. And it looked like he had saved it. But when you really look at it, it went in. There was also like a funny, like another funny goal that it looked offsides. And then he just put it in. But anyways. It's not like they're just dominating, you know, the 5-1 score. But I guess we can jump into the next match. Or another player, and probably, I guess, the most exciting one was the Madrid versus Sheriff. And we had another player from CONCACAF see some minutes there.
He's from Trinidad and Tobago.
Tobago, Kessin Julian. He came in the 78th minute. But yeah, man, that game is exciting. For those of you guys that don't know, Sheriff is one of those teams that had never really made it into the group stages of the Champions League. And this is their first big or the biggest competition they've been in, a part of the Champions. And, you know, they won 2-0 at home against Shakhtar. And then they go and play at Santiago Bernabeu. You know, Bernabeu had been, I think, in remodeling for the last 2 years almost, I think, or a year and a couple months, and they finally get a Champions League back there, and they pull off a miracle. They, you know, I saw some highlights, and the keeper was just on fire. I think he had like 10 saves, and then the last minute goal that was just a stunner, but Sheriff took that one 2-1.
Yeah, no, that's very impressive because of the guy, you know, I believe he's a left back or a right back, so definitely came in to close out the game. I guess they were hoping for a draw, but ended up pulling the upset. And that's two upsets in a row for a team that maybe nobody really assumed anything but last place. And so they're showing that they can keep up with the big boys by surprising Inter Milan last match day, and obviously Real Madrid this time around. And very excited to see more CONCACAF players. Obviously, maybe some people not necessarily know exactly who that guy is, unless you're from Trinidad and Tobago. We'll try to do some digging and find out who was able to get some minutes today. And don't get me wrong, probably some of our listeners are like, oh, well, this, you know, Hector Herrera was with Atletico Madrid. Yes, we know. But the guy did not get any minutes. So I make sure to just call out the guys that were able to see some action. And tomorrow, again, some will see action as well. And that definitely allows us to see, you know, how CONCACAF has just become better and throughout the years. And obviously it's great to see our players move to Europe as well, or wherever leagues they decide to play on. But Rodrigo, unless you want to touch on anything else real quick with the Champions League, you want to move into our next topic?
Yeah, I guess we can mention the other one was Ajax versus Besiktas. But, you know, Christian, I believe that's his team that follows from 4-4-2. And they ended up, Ajax ended up winning 2-0. The Mexican international, Edson Alvarez, played, I believe, the full 90. Had a decent performance. And, yeah, I mean, the team keeps on winning and dominating some teams.
Yeah, and I totally forgot to mention Edson Alvarez, and he did very well. I don't think he scored, but I know that he was definitely, you know, did a lot for the 2-0 win that Ajax had against Vesquez. But moving on to our final, I guess, topic would be a little bit on the Houston Dynamo, touch on them. Obviously, when we talked, they had basically three matches won. Well, let me see. I'm thinking. Or did we just beat Dallas? I don't remember now.
They started the run with Austin FC, tied against LA Galaxy, and then they beat Dallas. And then, unfortunately, this weekend, they lost against Minnesota 2-0.
Yeah, it definitely looked like the old Dynamo. I wasn't able to watch it since I was doing stuff, but once I saw the highlights, if you haven't seen it, Jesus Christ, Tim Parker just looked absolutely like, I don't know, like the dude had never seen a soccer ball in his life in that second goal. But yeah, it was awful, and it reminded you of the Dynamo that we're used to, which is not good. But hopefully, with about 7 games left, playoffs are just probably out of the picture, but at least kind of go out with a dignity, or with some dignity, since I think Tav Ramos is probably not going to be back. Just quickly to add, it seems like the GM position is getting to see some candidates. I'm going to have to edit that. But anyways, there's a few, a few ex-Dynamo players that are in talks with Ted Siegel and to get in that general manager position. Pat Onstad is one of them. I think Craig Wavell, and they have mentioned Brian Ching. Again, this is all rumors to an extent. So I don't know exactly if that's true. Plus, I would see Ted Siegel being smart in that, maybe getting something completely different as well that just brings more experience.
Yeah, and I think just to, I guess, cut in on that, but I believe he was open about the idea of having the actual general manager position filled with like a vice president manager, I guess, or whatever you want to call it, not an assistant manager, but some face, like, you know, like Brian Ching or a past player to kind of help out in that.
Yeah, I think like they were trying to break down the position into like multiple, or basically like two aspects of it. Maybe have like how some teams have like a general manager and like a technical director or something like that would be good to have for sure. Because if you bring somebody like Brian Cheng, I mean, I love the guy, he's good, but do you really know? You know, he doesn't have any experience being a GM per se. So it'd be, as much as he's like a club legend, you don't want to put a lot in the guy's shoulder and then people hate him for that aspect of, like, you know, being on that side of the, I guess, the aspect of the team instead of like being like a player that he was. But I guess the one thing that I want to say before we cut it would be that we have the matchups coming up for FIFA World Cup, man. So like next time when we record next Tuesday, matches start on Thursday. So we'll definitely touch more on those matches coming up and be able to find out or figure out exactly which players are coming to each of the nations. And I know that we joke around about how Christian Pulisic used to be heard often, but we need to figure out exactly who was there to represent their countries as they try to make that big leap, you know, try to get create that gap in these next three matches. Rodrigo, you want to add anything on that? And if not, feel free to close us out, man.
Just excited to, you know, see how that's going to play out. Maybe they change those COVID regulation rules, or, you know, I know there's a lot of premier teams that have players going out and they're affected last time around. I'm not sure if that's going to change this time, but, you know, it kind of just sucks that those players have to miss some of the CONCACAF games and their team might possibly not qualify to the World Cup because of it. But yeah, I mean, it's just to hit on that.
Cool. And with that, keep crossing soccer borders.